My name's Mike Hadlow. I'm the owner and sole employee of Stecky Limited, which is a little company. I hire myself out for hourly and daily rates to various, mostly corporate customers, and do technical architecture consultancy. I also build software on a fixed price basis as well for a number of different clients. I've been working as a software developer for since 97. So what's that now? Nearly 12 years, I guess. And I've been freelance for 10 of those years. So I've been doing .NET since around about 2002, commercially, although I was playing with it since the alpha came out in around about 2000. Yeah, so Stecky is Japanese for wow or cool. And the sort of the SU is more a kind of su rather than a su. So rather than su techie shop, it's a Stecky shop. Yeah.
Stecky shop.
According to my wife anyway, who's Japanese, yeah.
So what are you trying to do? You know, what is Stecky shop and what is it you're trying to do with it?
Okay, well, my primary business is selling architectural advice. I hire myself out as a technical architect to corporate customers. So Stecky Shop fulfills two requirements for me. It satisfied a commercial requirement for an e-commerce site, but I guess more importantly than that, it's a kind of architectural calling card, in that it demonstrates how I approach building web-based applications.
Have you got any customers currently running it, or running their business on it?
Yeah, there's one customer, Jump the Gun. They're Brighton's premier modernist clothing establishment. In fact, I think they're probably the UK's premier modernist clothing shop. So a very exciting e-commerce business, because they're the classic long tail business. Having a global scope is a great opportunity for them to increase their sales.
And how did that come about? What was it? What came first, the website or the business relationship?
The relationship came first. I know the manager of Jump the Gun socially, so he asked me about what would be the best way of them getting an e-commerce application up and running a number of years ago, and they tried another supplier first, weren't happy with them, and came back to me, and at which point the MVC framework was. I'd already done one application with the MVC framework. I thought it would be an excellent opportunity to get somebody else to pay for a great sample application that would demonstrate my architectural ideas, the MVC framework, and satisfy a business need. Because having a concrete business requirement behind a sample application makes a much better sample application than one that's just built as a sample application.
And what's your business model behind it? Are you trying to get more customers on there? How are you trying to develop it as a business?
I would like more customers on it, and I guess if enough people approached me, then I would spend more time on it. But it's not my primary focus at the moment. As I said, my sort of primary business is selling architectural advice to my corporate customers. So I would like more customers in order to prove the kind of multi-tenanted aspect of Stecky Shop, where I can provide the different requirements to different people on the same application platform. But in terms of a sort of money-making venture, that's probably not my top priority at the moment.
Now, there's a range of different e-commerce applications on the .NET platform already. What is it that distinguishes Stecky Shop from those other applications, do you think?
Well, in terms of functionality, it probably has much less than a lot of the existing e-commerce solutions out there. If you had a grid of functionality against e-commerce applications, then Stecky Shop would probably come quite close to the bottom. It's a very kind of basic version. What it does offer is the technology platform, I think. I'm not aware of any others that use that particular combination of the MVC framework, linked to SQL, Castle, Windsor, IOC container. So it's a very modern platform. So its role as a sample application outweighs its attractions as an e-commerce.
And just talk us through some of the technology choices you made and why you chose MVC. PPC, why you chose Link to SQL, and Castle Windsor.
Okay. I guess I probably got two primary strands to the way I think about architecture. I think the biggest revolution for me in enterprise software development in the last 5 years or so has been test-driven development. It makes such a fundamental difference to the quality and robustness of the software you deliver and to the effectiveness of its design that I think it's an essential component of any large-scale piece of software. The second element is component-oriented software, which kind of is quite closely linked to test-driven development. Component-oriented software really means building software like from Lego, from blocks, that you can then reassemble in different ways. And an IOC container is an enabler for doing that. So that's my two primary platforms. Now, to do test-driven development, you need and to use an IOC container, you need an open framework that you can plug your own bits into, and the MVC framework gives me that. Also, I'm no great fan of writing unnecessary code, and in this day and age, an object relational mapping tool will save you from writing all that data access code and all that SQL that you used to have to write. So I'm a big fan of those.
Now, you've chosen to open source Sneaky Shop. Can you just tell me the background to that? Why did you choose to open source it?
Sure. Well, as I said before, its primary focus is as a sample application, a kind of my calling card. And if it wasn't open source, I couldn't use it like that. Another reason, even if I was thinking it from a purely commercial point of view, there are hundreds of e-commerce applications out there. It's probably the most common web-based application type, in a way. If I entered that market as another proprietary closed system, I don't think anybody would take any notice. Whereas if you release software into a closed market as an open source application, then it's a much easier way of getting traction.
Have you contributed to other open source projects? Is there a track record in open source development there?
I've released a couple of things before as open source projects, neither of which gained any attention at all. So one was a plugin for Visual Studio that allowed you to do web service testing. And another was a monorail-based application for a job site, but I don't think I never hear anybody mention those. So.
And what direction are you taking Sneaky Shop in the future?
Well, I'd like it to become a very popular sample application for the MVC framework and the other technologies that it showcases. So, I'm very keen for people to take it. I'd love it if people took it and built commercial e-commerce sites from it and fed back their experiences into the shop itself.
We should tell them where they can go to have a look at it.
Yeah, just Google Sneaky Shop, Sutekei Shop. And go straight to the project page.
Any advice for others in a similar situation to yourself? Is there any sage advice you can give them?
From the point of view of doing open source software, or
point of view of building, incubating a business around building a web application such as Sneaky Shop.
Well, I think the MVC framework's a fantastic framework for building sort of independent software vendor style. Start that again.
I think we might have to do that again.
Yeah, I think if you're interested in being close to the HTTP protocol and you want real control over your HTML and you want to do clever things with the sort of request response cycle, then MVC framework is a great choice for that, because it allows you to get very close to the protocol itself. Also, if you're doing test-driven development, component-oriented development, then it's also an obvious choice.